Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, November 22. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Economist takes issue with Prime Minister Skerich calling citizens' criticism of CBI program economic terrorism. St. Kitts Nevis Prime Minister Harris announces Christmas the Carnival stimulus package to bolster already strong St. Kitts Nevis economy. And 6.9 magnitude earthquake strikes off Japan. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
I need a fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast Cash will make it right. Fast Cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast
just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Black Friday deals continue at Quartz and Quartz Optical. Shop now and save $350 when you purchase a TCL 32-inch TV, now just $849. Plus the Wench 3-piece drop-leaf dinette is just $499. For the best prices and unmatched credit options where you pay nothing till February. There's no better time to shop. Black Friday came a little early this year with savings at Quartz and Quartz Optical. Offers valid while stocks last. See in store for more details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says he finds a certain comments made by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerich as a little strange. The former IMF economist takes issue with Prime Minister Skerich calling citizens' criticism of the CBI program economic terrorism. Skerich stated in a press conference held last week that patriotic Dominicans need to understand that constant attack on the CBI program is tantamount to economic terrorism on the part of its perpetrators. He continued, "Renewed banana levels will not rebuild Dominica. Tourism earnings alone will not rebuild Dominica in the short or medium term. Payroll and other direct taxes will not rebuild Dominica now or ever." The Prime Minister announced that more than 90% of the island's capital projects this year is being funded directly from and through the CBI program. Fontaine had expressed the view that bringing statistics or artists to Dubai in order to persuade investors to invest in Dominica was a bit of a stretch.
Regarding the passports, the trip to Dubai, recently the Prime Minister was up in Dubai promoting with a group of artists from Dominica, promoting, as he said, bringing the independence celebrations of Dominica to Dubai with the hope of enticing foreign investors to come into Dominica. And I thought it was curious because it, in my mind, it put a together a completely different spin, if you like, on investors. You know, it put together a very different spin. But we are talking about that particular instance where you go to a foreign country with the hope of inducing individuals to come to your country and invest. And it is the case, as I said, that they basically did that. And interestingly enough, as we say, it kind of provoked some thoughts in my mind. Why is that important? Why would you have to take a group over to entice people to come to your country? And there are different ways of doing it.
One man of Cainfield has pleaded guilty to charges of possession of firearms and ammunition without a license. According to police reports, a search warrant was executed on two premises belonging to Philbert Francis Dupuy on Monday, upon which police discovered the ammunition and firearms. Dupuy was formally charged and taken before the court, where he was fined $10,000, which was to be paid immediately. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more.
One adult male of A Street in Kenfield was fined 10,000 Eastern Caribbean dollars at the magistrate's court on Monday, the 21st of November 2016, which had to be paid forthwith after pleading guilty to charges of possession of firearm and possession of ammunition without being the holder of a firearm and ammunition license. About 6 a.m. on Monday, the 21st of November 2016, search warrants were executed on two premises belonging to 37-year-old Philbert Francis Dupuy. One warrant was executed at Jimmit and the other at 8th Street in Kenfield. At Kenfield, one 9mm pistol and 50 rounds of 9mm ammunition were discovered and seized. Dupuy was formally charged and taken before the magistrate's court, where he was fined 10,000 Eastern Caribbean dollars, which he paid forthwith.
Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mater is asking the government of Dominica to recognize the economic benefits that can be derived from the agriculture industry. The former minister believes that the successful structure that once existed in this industry has deteriorated considerably and is left to what he now sees as lack of productivity due to the government's neglect and ineffective decision-making strategies and policies.
And there's really very good reason for that structured approach to the business of agriculture, to turn agriculture into business. You must have research, information. You must have extension. And we had research. We had extension. You must have finance readily available in a form and under terms and conditions that incentivize production. You must have places, facilities for properly handling, post-harvest handling, the boxing plants, the fruit quality and fruit control component. Transportation. That agriculture is not farming. Farming is part of agriculture. That there's a whole range of services and facilities and skills required for the farmer to benefit from his labor on the farm. Otherwise, you end up in a situation where he gets poorer and poorer, and the food import bill for the country goes higher and higher, which is exactly what has happened.
Husband of former Miss Dominica Murad Ghanem has been found guilty in the United States for the murder of his first wife more than two decades ago. Ghanem was found guilty of first-degree murder on November 21, 2016 in California. Ghanem was charged with the 1992 murder of his first wife in the Los Angeles area. According to a report on the Los Angeles Times, the jury, which deliberated for nearly a week, reached a verdict on Monday. He now faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at his sentencing, scheduled for December 19, 2016. In 2015, Ghanem was deported from Antigua, where he operated a beauty store, 2 months after 42-year-old Leon Martinez was convicted by a U.S. jury as being the hitman in the murder. Martinez said he and Ghanem had met through mutual acquaintance in 1992. According to the report on the Los Angeles Times, Martinez said Ghanem asked if he knew anybody who would kill for money. Martinez had recently traded drugs for a .22 caliber revolver, so he said he would do it. They didn't get into many details, Martinez said, but Ghanem told him that he wanted it to look like a robbery. They settled on the price, $20,000. He just wanted her dead, Martinez said. Ghanem tied the knot with Dominican Miss Dominica 2012, Nadir Orlando, in 2014. The first ever All Boys Choir Festival has been hailed a success by the organizers. The festival was hosted by the Cultural Division in collaboration with the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development and was held on Friday at the Arawak House of Culture. The idea, according to Cultural Projects Officer Gregory Rabas, was conceptualized by the country's Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerrett.
The All Boys Choir Festival went on very, very well. As a matter of fact, we had an increase in the participation of schools. Originally, we had 16 registered, and then we had two last minute. I think all in all, it was well appreciated. The students themselves enjoyed it, enjoyed themselves. And, you know, one of the objectives of the festival is to develop a national all-boys choir. So the festival today will serve as a recruitment ground for that initiative, which will unfold over the next several months. It's also very important to follow up with the school teachers in terms of more teacher training in choral singing and to work with the students, the male students, boys, because as you know, the male students, male youth generally are stigmatized in a very negative way. So the festival, one of the hidden agendas behind the festival was to provide an outlet and opportunity for male students to excel in the arts and to have an outlet for their talent.
And initial data thus far suggests there might be a disturbance at the boiling lake resulting in the change of water levels there. That's according to research volcanologist at the TNT-based Seismic Research Center of the UE St. Augustine campus, Dr. Yurusila Joseph. Visitors to the boiling lake in Dominica have been urged to avoid visiting the area due to a change in water levels. It has been reported that water levels have been changing in recent days, a phenomenon which has occurred several times since 1876. Dr. Joseph says she will be on island from today to monitor firsthand the situation at the boiling lake.
So far, what we've been able to understand about this is that, of course, there's some sort of perturbation at the lake, some sort of disturbance at the lake. It might be due to a landslide into the lake or a regional earthquake that may disturb the vents beneath the lake and block it temporarily. And when that happens, that's when water levels go down. There's no more heat, and the activity ceases. So until those vents are cleared once more, naturally, then water levels go back up and it starts to boil again. We have a very close relationship with the Forestry Division and Wildlife Unit, as well as the ODM. And since this event started, we have been providing advice, and they have been providing field reports to us based on things that we've specifically asked in terms of observations of the lake and the Valley of Desolation area. Additionally, I am actually coming up tomorrow. I will be there on island to accompany them on one of these observational trips, as well as to take samples at the lake and in the Valley of Desolation.
Joseph is still advising persons to stay away from the boiling lake.
With regard to staying away from the lake, this is Stacey Edwards. Because we noticed that there was a photo circulating on Facebook of people swimming in the lake. And aside from the two hazards that we mentioned, which would be the steam eruptions and the emission of carbon dioxide, the other hazard, of course, of going down to the water, to the lake and swimming in the lake, is that we still don't know what can cause the lake to go back up again. So it's very easy for the lake temperature or the weight of the water level of the lake to rise and fall while people are at the water's edge or swimming. So for that reason, we do not recommend that people swim in the boiling lake or go down to the edge for any reason at all.
It is a bit difficult to say because, in recorded history, we've seen that sometimes it takes a very short time for the lake to return to normal, whereas in the 2004-2005 event, it took a few months. So it really is difficult to say, and it's only when we continue to, continue observations of the lake and see that return to its normal water levels as well as activity, then we can, say that it probably has returned to normal. But then, of course, even when it's at that stage, we still have to observe it for a little while longer to see that it doesn't just collapse again.
Scientists have noted the changes in water levels at the boiling lake are not necessarily related to increased volcanic activity in the area or to geothermal exploration. The last such occurrence was December 2004 to April 2015. Unconfirmed reports indicate the water at the lake has started to heat back up. In other news, St. Kitts Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris, unveiled his Team Unity Administration's Christmas stimulus package, which entails an extra month's salary in December for all civil servants, auxiliary workers, and pensioners on the government's payroll. This payout will benefit not only federal employees and pensioners, but also those on the payroll of the Nevis Island Administration, Prime Minister Harris said during his national address on Ziz television and radio, noting that the Cabinet of Ministers took this decision on Friday, November 18. And a 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck off Japan's Honshu Island on Tuesday, triggering tsunami waves and bringing back traumatic memories for locals of the devastating 2011 Fukushima disaster. Residents in Fukushima Prefecture braced for the worst after a tsunami warning was issued early Tuesday morning along the same stretch of coast devastated by enormous waves 5 years ago. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Economist takes issue with Prime Minister's carriage calling citizens' criticism of CBI program economic terrorism. St. Kitts Nevis Prime Minister Harris announces a Christmas carnival stimulus package to bolster already strong St. Kitts Nevis economy. And a 6.9 magnitude earthquake strikes off Japan. The news is brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Courts Dominica Limited. I'm Kimberly Benjamin.